AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Coldwater basketball to start the third quarter, trailing 23-16 against Tecumseh. Looked like Tecumseh came out in the zone once again.
Yeah, it looks like a... not sure exactly what they are. And it's like a 3-2 zone. Well, maybe man-to-man. No, they are man-to-man. They kind of faked us out there a little bit. Cardinals do.
It did look like a 1-3-1 zone out of the corner of my eye.
Yes, it did.
Here comes Grant Maurer. The starter's back in for Coldwater. Whistle and a foul on Grant Maurer's take left baseline. Tecumseh with a foul, and Jeff Arnett picking up his second, team first of the half.
The JV score from Adrian was from Coach Dave Watson. Appreciate that, Dave. You'd have stayed around and got us a varsity score. Maybe you can... text somebody over there and then send me one. But
We gave a hat tip to Lisa Guzzi too, didn't we?
Yeah, I gave the... It wasn't Lisa. It was Dave Watson. So,
while all that was being hashed out, Tecumseh committed another foul. Doug Sheets picking up his third, team second. It will remain Coldwater ball. 7:23 left in the third quarter, trailing 23-16. Comes to Luke Stempien on the left corner. Bounce pass to Maurer between the circles. Moving to his right, needs help. Feeds Taggart on the right elbow. Kick the ball out to Stempien. Needs help. Finds Hadley inside. Now back out to Taggart. Maurer to Case. Launches a triple. Off the back of the rim. Taggart trying to get the rebound. He pulls it in. He's triple teamed, and he's going to go up to the free throw line.
Well, good, just some good hard work in there by Taggart. Not a lot of space in there, and I'll tell you what, he came up with a great rebound there.
Arnett picking up his third foul, team third, first of two from Logan Taggart as a brick. It remains, for the time being, 23-16, as we see Silas Rabataro and Josh Arbini coming in to the Tecumseh lineup. Rabataro leading all scorers with 12 or 14, depending upon who you believe. A couple of bounces did not go in on the second one for Taggart. The ball slapped to him, taken away, stripped by Benton Van Adder, who almost ran out of the main gym and into the old gym to catch some of the gymnastics meet. Unfortunately, it's not the Tecumseh girls here tonight. It's Adrian.
Oh.
Bad inbound pass. It's taken away in the Tecumseh front court by Jimmy Terry, who finishes 25-16, 9-point Tecumseh lead. 6:47 left to play in the third quarter. Luke Stempien finding Case on the right wing immediately. Two times Stempien. Maurer launches a triple. It rolls off the hoop, ball tip. It's down on the floor now, and diving bodies after it. Hadley, and it looks like Rabataro in there as well. Silas Rabataro scooping Ryan Hadley up. Jump ball, and it's going to go back to Tecumseh.
We're just struggling getting the ball inside, whether it's with our drive penetration or just hitting the post players. Cardinals need to get that ball inside and then kick it out.
Tecumseh able to break the Coldwater press. Here's Jimmy Terry cut off. Throws it to the right wing to Van Adder. Out to the right corner, Rabataro. Three balls, a brick off the front of the court. The ball slapped out of bounds to the Tecumseh bench. Coldwater will get it.
25-16. Cardinals down 9.
Meanwhile, score at the halftime of the boys' basketball game between Benton Harbor and Battle Creek Central at Battle Creek Central. The Tigers leading the Bearcats 34-29.
That's probably a fun night over there.
Back here, Coldwater ball trailing by 9, 25-16. Stempien thought triple, moving off a Hadley screen to the left elbow. Bank shot goes wide right, and it's out of bounds back to Tecumseh. Cardinals so far being shut out. 5:42 and counting left to play in the third quarter. It's 25-16. Indians on top. Ball still in the backcourt now, thrown across the timeline to Terry, who's picked up on defense past the half-court line by Grant Maurer. Now the rest of the Cardinals fall back man-to-man. Dribble drive on the left baseline. Goes inside. A turnaround shot does not go in for Josh Arbini. He's fouled by one of potentially two Cardinals who are surrounding him the whole time. For Coldwater, it's Ryan Hanley picking up his second foul, team first of the second half. Arbini, first of two, shimmies in. Increasing the Indian lead to 10, 26-16. Now 27-16 with a couple of makes. This is Tecumseh's biggest lead of the night. Here come the Cardinals. They so desperately want to cut into the lead.
Well, we need to get this down a little bit.
Adley for three, short off the rim. One and done. The ball ricochets to Ben Van Adder. The Indians slow things up as the ball comes to Jimmy Terry, who holds on his hip. Now get it to the right wing to Rabitaro. Rabitaro with Hadley picking him up on defense. Around the perimeter, it comes back up top, Van Adder. Now to Jimmy Terry, sideline left, trying to dribble drive, cut off at the corner by Maurer. Now trying to feed it inside, ball ricocheted off of the intended recipient, Willette. Here come the Cardinals. Stempy into Ryan Hanley, running right, baseline block from behind, ball comes to Taggart, trying to put it up strong, and we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow pointing toward Coldwater. So the Cardinals getting the beneficiary of a call that you don't think should have been made, evidently.
I don't know where the jump ball came in. We'll take it.
Case inbounds to Stempian on the right wing, 27-16, 11-point lead.
That's
Ryan Hadley taking it along the left blocks and a very obvious walk. Luke Beckhusen being commanded to report to the scorer's table. He'll check in at the next dead ball. The Cardinals looking for any sort of solution to get going offensively. They've been shut out so far, 4-0 in this frame, 27-16. Tecumseh leads by 11, 4:10 left to play in the third quarter.
Ooh.
Moving off a screen is Jimmy Terry, a collision on part of that screen.
Grant Maurer.
Picking up his first foul, team second. Stempian to the bench for a breather. And a little bit of coaching, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Luke Beckhusen coming in. Van Adder triggering in front of the scorer's table to Terry.
Well, Cardinals got to get off this snide here. We got to score some points.
It's not going to be easy with a road trip to Loy Norks coming up on Friday. Whistle and
a moving screen.
Another
there.
One against Tecumseh.
Just moved off that just a little bit too quick.
Willette with his second foul, team fourth. Just two fouls up on the board for Coldwater here in the second half. They trail by 11, 27-16, 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. Here's a take down the middle. Maurer misses. Taggart with a rebound. Put back. That didn't go in either. It looked good, but it rolled around the cylinder and spit back out. Here come the Indians.
Boy, oh boy. Just can't get one to fall.
Van Adder feeding inside. Noah Roulette turns around, shoots over Hadley, misses. Beckhusen with a rebound, other side of the bucket. Beckhusen had the ball knocked away. It's tracked down in the backcourt by Scout Case. Rabitaro with a knockaway from Beckhusen. He gets it back from Case, dribble drives, right baseline.
Get in there.
He finally got a good roll. It finally breaks the scoring drought for Coldwater here in the third quarter. They trail by 9, 27-18. 3:02 and counting left in the third quarter. The Indians able to break the diamond press that the Cardinals threw out. Here's Van Adder on the right wing, clogged up by Case. Get the ball to Arbini, comes back out to Van Adder. Case swatting away at the right corner. Oh, offensive foul, taking the charge is Ryan Hanley, also getting a big elbow mark in the middle of his chest. Van Adder picking up his first foul, team fifth. That sternum is going to sting for a couple of days.
I think we got a little break there, but we're going to take that. Let's see if we get another bucket here. Let's get this down to 5 or 6 here at the end of the quarter.
2:37 and counting left to play in the third. Here's Luke Beckhusen, two-time to Maurer on the right wing. Dribble drive, a double team came in on him. His shot was blocked and hauled in by Tecumseh. Here they come from left to right across your radio dial. Bounce pass to an open Noah Willett. He scores on the finger roller.
little mix up on the defensive end there on who they're guarding.
29-18, Ryan Mock being told to check in at the scorer's table for Coldwater. Ryan Hanley on the reverse, left it short. He got his own rebound, comes out to Maurer, launches a triple, rolls off the hoop. We'll check that. Van Adder with a rebound for Tecumseh. Here they come.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Here's a dribble drive by Willett, blocked by Taggart. The shot falls short. Taggart with a rebound to Scout Case. Slings the ball to Hanley. He launches a triple. Bounces off the rim. Does not go in. Willett with a rebound and a tie-up between him and Logan Taggart. It'll be Indian ball. Hanley comes to the bench. Mock reports to the floor. Ryan Hanley looks a little beat.
He's been playing hard out there under those boards.
Yeah, not to mention the big elbow-shaped bruise that's going to be on his sternum for the next week and a half or so. Minute 20 left to play in the third quarter. It's 29-18 Tecumseh. Ball moving from sideline to sideline as the Indians broke the press. Now here's Jimmy Terry to the right wing to Ben Van Adder. Hawked by Scout Case, trying to move off of Arbini's screen. The ball comes back out to the back right corner, back left corner of the front court. Rebitaro dribble drive to Van Adder on the right corner, running on the curl, cut off the free throw line, needs help. Finds Rebitaro. Rebitaro moving to his left, same spot at the free throw line. Bounce pass comes to Albini. Now
comes very, very patient on the offensive end. They set a lot of back screens.
Arbini getting the ball to Rebitaro. Now comes back to Terry. He moves around the perimeter. Bounce pass goes inside. Willett bobbled with pressure from Taggart from behind. Comes back outside. Three-pointer. Rolls off the hoop. Collision underneath the bucket. And we're going to get another jump ball with 19.6 seconds left in the third. Possession arrow pointing the way of the red and white.
More jump balls in this boys game than I've seen in a long time.
29-18, 11-point Tecumseh lead. The Coldwater Cardinals playing for the final shot of the quarter. Bounce pass to Beck Husen inside. It was knocked away by the Indians. Somehow Taggart got it back to Mock down the middle of the lane. He threw an elbow in. It's a blocking foul.
Oh, wow.
Foul at the buzzer. I don't think it's a foul on the shot.
I don't think it will be.
Well, we'll stay here and get this figured out. Oh, it is going to be a shooting foul. How about that? So a couple of free throws upcoming for Ryan Mock as both teams retreat to the bench. Ben Van Adder picking up his second foul, team six, so all by himself at the end of the quarter. Mock the free throw line for a pair. See if he can cut into the lead that Tecumseh currently holds with the clock stop. And so far, so good. The first one is good. Tecumseh scored only 6 points in this third quarter. The Cardinals three and now four as Mock drains both of them. 29-20 Indians at the end of the third. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This time of year, going out means looking for a place to get in out of the cold. And Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater is the perfect place. There are so many things that make Benedict's a hot spot, like choice Black Angus, daily dinner and drink specials with 24 beers on tap and daily happy hour from 4 to 6, and live entertainment Thursday nights. That's Coldwater's premier steakhouse. Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
On the WTVB scoreboard, halftime of the girls' game out at Adrian. Coldwater leading the Maples 25-14 here at Coldwater High School. Tecumseh leading Coldwater 29-20. They have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Silas Rabataro shut out in the third quarter after leading the way for the Indians in the first half. Here's a long two right corner. Doesn't go in for Arbini. Here come the Coldwater Cardinals from right to left.
Cardinals right now got to start cutting into that lead.
29-20. Tecumseh outscored Coldwater in the third quarter just by a 6-4 tally. We may wind up seeing more points from yesterday's girls varsity game between Coldwater and Bronson than here tonight, although Ryan Mock just drained a triple.
I think they just gave him a two-pointer there.
Darn it. So it's a seven-point Tecumseh lead, 29-22. The Indians have the ball, cross-court lob, good grab by Van Adder in front of an Indian bench. Now to the free throw line to let the team's leading scorer throughout the season. Now back up top, Rabataro calling the shots. Getting the ball left wing. Now a dribble drive, a take by Willett.
Oh.
How about that bank shot from the right side?
Just kind of threw it up there and let it go in. Sometimes that works.
31-22 after that exchange of buckets to start the fourth quarter. 6:33 and counting left to play in the frame. Here's Michael Magos, who checked in during the break between quarters, between the circles. He moves to his right, now to his left to Beckhusen. Tecumseh showing a 1-3-1. It looks like a 1-3-1 zone, but really probably man-to-man. Haggard dips, shoots, and scores off the pass inside.
Good pass. Good finish there by Logan.
Cardinals showing some token pressure. The ball comes across to Willett, who's immediately mugged at half court by Mock and Beckhusen. The Indians find Jimmy Terry. It gets to the top of the key, moves off of Arbini's screen to his right. Arbini gets the ball. Check that. That's Willett. Van Adder giving the ball to Jimmy Terry off of that screen. Right wing it comes. Rabataro dribble drive. Runner good. Plus one.
Rabataro just let everybody clear out. Then he took that baseline. The Cardinals had no help over there.
Who do they give the foul to? They gave it to Grant Maurer. It's his second. 33-24. Remains 33-24 with a miss on the attempt at the three-point play by Rabataro. Here's Beckhusen to Maurer. Now up top to Beckhusen. 33-24 Indians. 5:24 left to play in regulation. Taggart trying to back his way in. His shot was blocked and hauled in by Tecumseh. Here come the Indians with an 11-point lead. Rabataro leading the way with 16 points. Ball taken away from him by Ryan Mock. He couldn't haul it in. It's going to go back to the Indians. Timeout taken by Tecumseh. 5:06 left in the fourth. 33-24 Indians. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Tuesday's lunch specials include your choice of a Polish dog with kraut or BLT, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Tecumseh ball coming out of the timeout, 33-24 they lead. We're counting down to 5 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter. We'll get you a WTVB scoring update at the next dead ball. Van Adder cut off the free throw line. Throws the ball right to Coach Scott Norkey, and it ricocheted off of him.
Good, good, solid defense there by Luke Beckhues and caused that turnover.
Official timeout as Maurer was tying his shoe. As we revisit the WTVB scoreboard at the half, Benton Harbor leading Battle Creek Central 34-29. At the half, St. Joe against Harper Creek 33-23. The Beavers come to Coldwater High School. The Beaver boys next Tuesday, part of Cardinal Week. Maurer had the ball knocked away from him on his dribble drive right baseline. It's going to be a Coldwater foul, and it's going to be against Maurer. I hope you can explain that one to me.
Coach Kelly looked a little bit like I did in our game tonight, a little perplexed of what's going on.
Tecumseh passing the ball from sideline to sideline as they break the Coldwater press. Now here comes a dribble drive by Terry. Rebataro on the left wing being mugged by Maurer. Throws the ball off of the hands of, I think that was Doug Sheets with the ball. Somehow the Indians get it back just before it rolled past the half-court line. Here's a dribble drive by Terry down the middle. Kick the ball out. Rebataro, three short. Loose ball is going to be screened out of bounds. Coldwater will get it. 4 minutes left to play in the half.
Cardinals got to make every possession count here with 4 minutes to go. Down 9 points. And Tecumseh real patient on that offensive end. Every time they get it, they try to take 30, 40 seconds off before they even look to shoot the ball.
33-24, the current score as the Cardinals get the ball in the backcourt. Another quick check of the WTVB scoreboard. It's an important Big Ten college basketball game. Indiana now leading Michigan State 40-39, 13:53 and counting left to play in the second half. Ball poked away, tracked down by Case in the backcourt. Now here comes Beckhues, and he's clogged up by Noah Ouellette, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing toward Coldwater.
Cardinals need to get one off this inbounds pass.
And here's Ryan Mock on the right wing. The floater from 15 rolls off the back of the hoop. Ouellette with a rebound for Tecumseh. They lead by 9, 33-24, 3:30 left to play. Bounce pass to Silas Rebataro running on the curl. Trying to feed it inside. It was kicked away by Coldwater. Jordan Butler getting ready to check in for Coldwater. Mack to the bench. It's really been a frustrating night for everybody offensively.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
For the boys in red and white.
Just haven't gotten anything going at all.
Now look for Tecumseh to milk some time off the clock. Every time they have the ball, 33-24, they lead by 9. There's 3:10 and counting left to play in the fourth quarter. On the curl, Jimmy Terry down the middle. Whistle, foul.
Luke Beckhues going to pick up the foul there.
Unless it's Scout Case that gets called for the infraction.
Oh, wow.
It's his second foul, team fifth. Indian ball out of bounds underneath their bucket with 3:06 left.
Called that on the drive.
Tecumseh is looking. Still looking.
No.
And finds a streaking Terry. Bucket didn't fall through, but there is a whistle and a foul. Jimmy Terry going to line. Luke Beckhues in there picks up his first foul, team six. You have ability to see into the future that we do not know about, my friend.
Oh, yeah?
As you called a foul for Luke Beckhues, and one foul one before it actually happened.
Yeah. I don't think that's the kind of things I like to look into the future. Anyway, knock down the first one here, a 10-point lead for Tecumseh.
You'd prefer to see if you win the lottery at any time in the future, wouldn't you? Terry makes both free throws, making it 35-24. Indians on top. They're 3 minutes away from getting their first win of the season. Grant Maurer fouled, and he's going to go up the line for 1-1.
Boy, is it
that may be the only hope for the Cardinals if they can make their free throws. They just get into the bonus. Silas Rebataro picking up his second foul.
Yeah, coach, the Tecumseh coach has got to be real unhappy with that foul.
Grant Maurer, front end of a 1-1 coming up. It's down, it's up. It is going to rattle in, and he will get the bonus. The lead is 10, 35-25. Second of two from Maurer is good. He makes good on both. Three-possession game, nine-point lead, 35-26. Cardinals throwing out a press in the backcourt. Running the motion in the backcourt. Jimmy Terry finding Ben Van Adder. Now get it across the timeline. Will let. Rebel drive. Shoots over Taggett. Misses. Ball comes to Morgan Sims underneath, who came in. Now here's Grant Maurer. Blocked by Doug Sheets, who came in there just as Maurer was taking off to the bucket.
Well, that's what we need. Keep fouling us. Let that clock stop. If we can get 1 or 2 points with that clock stop, that's very helpful.
Sheets picks up his fourth foul. Team eighth. He comes out. Arnett comes in with three fouls. Maurer back for 1-1. Drains the first one. He'll get the bonus. What has Maurer's shooting percentage from the free throw line been throughout the season since you've got that sheet in front of you?
57%, so we're on a streak here.
It's going up.
We shouldn't have mentioned that, should we? But
he pricked
the three out of four anyway. That's better.
It's an 8-point Tecumseh lead, 35-27. They're hanging on to the ball. Terry between the circles being guarded by Scout Case. Now Rabataro. Had the ball taken away by Grant.
Another jump ball. Jeez.
Possession arrows pointing toward the orange and black of Tecumseh. Speaking of orange and black, I wonder how the game between Bronson and Quincy is going.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything on that one for a while. Quincy was up early.
And they have a halftime lead, 34-20, thanks to Terry Murphy posting the report to our Facebook page. Shot by Will Lett from five goes in, and Tecumseh leads by 10 once again with under 2 minutes left, 37-27.
Cardinals are in that situation. They got to hit a couple of threes here, and Tecumseh goes into their zone, 2-3 zone.
Grant Maurer, dribble drive on the motion. It comes to Case, and now here's Sims. Cut off on the left wing, ball poked away, comes back to Case. Time is of the essence. Here's Grant Maurer, cut off by the double team on the right wing. Splits that double team, a take to the bucket, leaves it short. Rebound hauled in by Tecumseh's Silas Rabataro. Jimmy Terry being told by Coach Scott Norkey, take care of the ball, take care of the ball. It was knocked away by Case. Tecumseh ball following a Coldwater timeout, full timeout, 1:26 left, 37-27 Indians. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
1:26 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is 37-27. Tecumseh leading Coldwater. They'll have the ball coming out of the Coldwater timeout. Their third timeout of the game, first full timeout that they've taken. Ben Van Adder will trigger sideline left in the front court. He is looking, he is looking, he is looking. He lofts it to no one in particular. Caught up in midcourt. And flying to haul it in before it goes out of bounds in front of the Tecumseh bench is Noah Willett, who is fouled 5 seconds later by Scout Case. His third team, seventh. Tecumseh now on the bonus with a minute 19 left.
Well, this is a situation here. You just got a foul. Hope they miss the front end. Oh, whoa, 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 what's going on?
Well, Zach Meester is being allowed to check in. The other referee wasn't aware of that. Coming in for Morgan Sims, so the substitution will be... I'm not sure if they'll allow that substitution to happen just now. Morgan Sims is just about as confused as everybody else.
Yeah,
is.
I think the whole gym is a little. It's
and Brian Kelly, just all he can do is shake his head at this point. We'll let Grant the first one. He'll get the bonus. It's his first trip to the free throw line tonight. Now the substitution, Sims out, DeMeester in.
That was a lot of work there.
Didn't that happen at one point during your game tonight?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Well, let's makes the pair. 39-27, Tecumseh leading by 12. They're a minute 15 away from getting their first win of the season to improve to 1-7. Not if Maurer has anything to say about that. He drains a triple from the right wing, and Ryan Kelly will get an immediate timeout with a minute 9 left. Becomes a three-possession game now, 39-30 with a minute 9 left. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, 34-34 tie after the third quarter between Tekonch and Hillsdale Academy. End of the third quarter, St. Joe leading Harper Creek 46-36. Of course, the Beaver boys come to Coldwater High School next Tuesday as part of Cardinal Spirit Week. Tecumseh ball coming out of the timeout. They lead by 9, 39-30 after... Jeff Barnett catches the inbound pass, an immediate foul. We're going the other way. It's just going to be 1-1. 8 fouls up on the board for Tecumseh, and now 8 for Coldwater. Logan Taggart picks up his first foul.
Well, we can't trade baskets, but we can hope they'll miss a couple of free throws here. They're in 1-1 situation.
First trip to the free throw line tonight for Arnett. First one is down, is up, is good. Gets the bonus. It's a four-possession game once again, 40-30. A minute 8 left to play in the fourth quarter. Quick check of the WTVB scoreboard once again. Indiana now leading Michigan State, 46-41, 10:40 and counting left to play in the second half. Back here, Arnett makes good on both free throws. The Indians lead by 11, 41-30. Case to Maurer, dribble drive, right baseline, shoots from 5, goes 7, ball ricochets off of several players. Butler tries to haul it in. It's out of bounds off of him.
Timeout Tecumseh.
57.6 seconds left. It's a 30-second timeout. We're staying here with the Indians leading 41-30. Michael Makos to check in for Coldwater.
Well, Coach Kelly just trying to get some quickness in that lineup and hope for a quick steal here. Foul and a couple more free throws, and Tecumseh can pretty much go away with their first win tonight.
Let's do a quick double check and see who the Indians have coming up on their schedule. Their next time out. Off Friday, they take on Ypsilanti Lincoln. Ypsilanti happens to be ranked 9th in the state in Class A and an 8-0 record coming into tonight's action.
Well,
it doesn't get any easier for Tecumseh, so the Indians better savor this apparent victory while they can. Tecumseh home run pass on the inbound comes to Jimmy Terry in the front court. The layup is good. That should just about put the final nail on the coffin for the Cardinals. They trail 43-30, 50 seconds left. Magos wanting to have something to say about that. Misses the three-pointer from the right wing. Whistle and a foul. Going back the other way for another 1-1. Zach Meester picking up the foul.
Yeah, pretty much. This one's probably about over.
For all intents and purposes, it's now a five-possession game with a tick under 45 seconds left. And Rebitaro up at the free throw line, he currently has 16 points and now 17 as he makes the first one. We'll get the bonus. Maurer to the bench. Probably the one shining light in the Coldwater lineup tonight.
Oh, I thought so. Grant had a real solid game on both ends of the court.
Back end from Rebitaro doesn't go in, but he gets his own rebound and put back. Man, oh man, oh man.
Wow. What can you say?
The Indians are going to get their first win of the season. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. The three-pointer by Magos did not go in. It went in halfway before it spit back out, but the rebound putback went in. Who did it come in for? Wasn't paying attention.
Morgan Sims with that offensive rebound and putback. Good job by Morgan.
Now how about that?
Hanging in there. Probably, I think that might be Morgan's first two of his varsity career.
46-32, Tecumseh leading Coldwater. Morgan Sims did get assessed the bucket. And now Scott Norkey emptying his bench as Coldwater calls their final timeout, a full timeout, 29 seconds left, 46-32.
Tecumseh with a pretty large bench. It looks like they got 14 kids on their squad. They brought their freshman team down and dressed them for the JV game tonight.
I saw that. They have 12 available players on the varsity. One player that was listed on the varsity roster was moved down to the JV team, that kid Zach Watkins, who lit you up in your game.
He was a good player.
It was a game that the Coldwater JVs won in overtime, 65-61. So Tecumseh ball, Phil Carey back in. He inbounds to Nate Coffin, who's immediately wrapped up. Magos and Butler wrapping him up. And the foul is going to go against Butler. His first team 10th. Now the double bonus for Tecumseh. They lead by 14, 46-32, 27.8 seconds left. Playing out the rest of this one. First one spun off the hoop.
Just a second miss here for Tecumseh Indians here in the second or in the fourth quarter.
I actually have now three misses.
Yeah, three. There's a make.
Rebitaro missed on the three-point play attempt and on the back end of a 1-1, and of course the one miss here by Coffin. 19.1 seconds left. Coldwater will get the ball. I'll check that. Tecumseh will. I was looking down at my score sheet a little bit too long. Tecumseh is going to get their first win of the season. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score will wind up being. Coffin's going to dribble out the clock, it looks like.
Tecumseh going to have a nice ride home there tonight. About an hour and 15, 20 minutes.
Buzzer sounds, game over. The final score tonight, the Tecumseh Indians 47 and the Coldwater Cardinals 32. Tecumseh improves to 1-7. Coldwater falls to 1-8. We'll take this break and be back with our postgame report. 47-32 Tecumseh with a win. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs. while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side. The Tecumseh Indians picking up their first win of the season at the expense of the Coldwater Cardinals, 47-32. During one of the previous commercial breaks, Quinn, I compared it to where another team from Lenawee County last year, Morenci, picked up their first win of the season against the Cardinals during last year's Holiday Hoops Tournament. One difference here, Tecumseh's a Class B school, Morenci's a Class D.
Well, you know, I know that what you're saying, but there's some good basketball players over in that part of the state. And we knew tonight, Tecumseh coming in, we knew that it was going to be a long night because they play such a tough schedule over there. Very, very similar to, you know, to what we do, you know, in the SMAC. So pretty tough. You know, I thought we were ready to make a little move tonight after a nice three quarters over there at Battle Creek Central, but you know, it just didn't happen. We just never got in the flow of the whole night.
Before we give you the scoring summary, we'll give you a quick update of the WTVB scoreboard. That Big Ten battle between Indiana and Michigan State at the Breslin Center, with 7 minutes left to play in the second half, the Spartans currently leading the Hoosiers 54-50.
54-50. Ooh, good ball game there. How much time left?
7 minutes left in the second half.
I doubt if we're home in time at the end of that one.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens here.
Well, let's go over the scoring summary, and I'm going to give you the numbers that were compiled by the statisticians over to our media right, Marissa Stempian, on the laptop tonight. See if they compare with what you wrote down, some of the action happening so fast and furious. And to be quite honest, the numbers on the Tecumseh uniforms a little bit hard to read at times.
Yeah.
Well, the Tecumseh Indians improving to 1-7 on the season. Got Jeff Arnett with two, Nate Coffin with one. Jimmy Terry, I wrote down six or eight. What do you have him for?
Actually, I have him for eight.
Okay. Silas Rabataro, he wound up leading all scorers. They credited him with 19. What did you have him down for?
19.
The statisticians credited him with 21, so we'll say 19 and call it good. Ben Van Adder had five.
Yes.
Noah Willett heating it up a little bit. The statisticians gave him 12. What did you have him for?
That's what I had him for.
12?
Yep.
And then Josh Arbini with a couple of free throws. We got all that sorted out. Those are the 47 points that are up on the board for the Tecumseh Indians. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, who dropped to 1-8 on the season, Luke Beckhusen with four, Scout Case with three. Grant Maurer leading the way for the Red and White with 10 points. Ryan Hadley with two, Luke Stempion two, Morgan Sims two, Zach DeMeester one, Ryan Mock with four, and Logan Taggart with four, 32. Once you get that added up by the quarters, 8-8 tie in the first quarter. Tecumseh outscored Coldwater in the second, 15-8, 6-2 in the second, in the third quarter, and 18-14 in the fourth. We're now joined by the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, Brian Kelly. Let's get your thoughts on tonight's game to start the conversation.
Basically, they wanted it more than we did. They came out. They were very aggressive. We talked about it before the game. We talked about it yesterday. Don't take their 0-6 or 0-7 record lightly. They play very good competition. They play 12 Class A schools. They're basically just like us. They came out, and they fought. And we did not answer the bell, not even the slightest in the first half, I thought. And it didn't change a whole lot in the second half.
Just never got into any kind of offensive flow all night long. They were a good defensive team, but they were not a great defensive team by no means.
No, our defense, you know, we're getting beat on screen and rolls, and we get beat one-on-one to the basket by one man. He drives right down the middle of the floor and then picks and chooses. They shoot, what was it? They were 9-for-6. They shot 56% in the first half. And only took 16 shots. We didn't get up and guard anybody. We let them drive right by us and get to the basket. And a lot of that is just, it's just effort. And right now we're just struggling putting that effort forward. And I don't know if it's because of we've lost so many games to the point where kids are just frustrated. You look at our shooting percentages again, we shoot 25%, they shoot 50%. We get 14 free throws and we shoot 57% at the free throw line. They shoot 80% with 15 free throws. So I don't know. It's kind of a combination of just our confidence and, trying to fight through this, and we've got to get over it. I mean, we got a lot of games left, and it's not going to get any easier.
It almost sounds as though if you had a solution, you could have a second career as a sports psychologist.
somewhere down the line, but we just got to keep fighting. And that was the disappointing thing tonight. I just didn't think we fought the way I expected us to come out, and especially with a team, nothing against Scott and his Tecumseh team, but I thought it would be a team that we could very well compete with and have a chance for kicking off this week with a win.
Well, another tough night on Friday as we travel to Lloyd Norrix for against a good Lloyd Norrix team. So another night of practice, Coach, and exam week, got to get through a couple more nights here and go back at it on Friday.
Yep, absolutely. We just got to keep plugging away.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, we'll see you up in Kalamazoo on Friday. Ryan Kelly joining us on our postgame show. 47-32, the final score, Tecumseh beating Coldwater. Coach Kelly did allude to some of those final game totals. Tecumseh finished the game shooting 16 out of 32, 50%. 9 of 16 first half, 7 of 16 in the second half. The three-point line, they are 3 of 7, 42.9%, 3 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. 12 of 15 from the free throw line for the game, that's 80%, 2 of 2 in the first half, 10 of 13 in the second half. Coldwater finished the game shooting 11 out of 44, 25%, 6 of 21 in the first half, 5 of 23 in the second half, 2 of 13 from downtown, 15.4%, 1 of 5 in the first, 1 of 8 in the second, and just 8 of 14 from the charity stripe, 57.1%, 3 of 6 in the first, 5 of 8 in the second. The Cardinals had the slight edge on the boards, 29 to 10. Logan Taggart credited with 7 rebounds to go along with his 4 points. Turnovers, Coldwater credited with 4 and Tecumseh with 2 off the turnovers. The Indians with an 8-0 edge. 4 lead changes, 4 ties. Biggest lead of the night was 46-30 favor Tecumseh. The final score was a 15-point margin of victory, 47-32. Wasn't all doom and gloom here tonight, because your JV boys mustered a tough 65-61 overtime win.
Yeah, I just... Yeah, it was. You hit it right on the nose. A very tough night for a nice win for us. It really was. And after having last Thursday off, right? So anyway, we got a nice win. Had some good performances and some gutty performances by all 12 of our kids that put in a lot of time and effort and to make everybody better. So,
well, if you're looking strictly at the score sheet, top honors would go to Nate Waterbury, who led all scorers with 27, and Colin Warner with 26. The JV girls game out at Adrian went to Coldwater. And last we knew, the Coldwater girls were leading Adrian in the varsity game. 61-19 was the final score in the JV girls game. The last score we had was 25-14, Cardinal girls leading the Maples at the half. Do you have an update?
No, I do not have an update. I texted Lisa Guzzi 3-4 times, and she hasn't given me any update on that.
Well, we'll see if we can get one before we sign off. If not, we'll at least post it to our Facebook and Twitter later tonight, as well as we get the podcast version of tonight's game up and available for your listening pleasure. One last bit of business before we call it a night from here at Coldwater High School: the naming of our McDonald's player of the game, and we will do that for McDonald's of Branch County.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Another McDonald's player of the game on a real tough night for the Coldwater Cardinals, on both sides of the ball. One performance did stand out on the varsity boys' side tonight.
Definitely Grant Maurer played both ends of the court, did an excellent job on both ends. Grant ended up with, 10 points. He plays great defense every night, but tonight he came out, made some good offensive moves to the basket, and got a couple that just didn't go in for him, or he might have 14-15, but a good job by Grant Maurer, our McDonald's player of the game.
as the Coldwater Cardinals fall to the Tecumseh Indians 47-32. A quick look at the WTVB scoreboard before we sign off. It's a final in St. Joseph. The Bears beating the Harper Creek Boys 66-51. I'm not mistaken, that is just the Beavers' second loss of the season.
Yeah, they've had a real strong season. St. Joe, he's a good basketball program over there. So it was that at St. Joe?
It was at St. Joe.
To make the long trip over. I did get a final here from our athletic director, Diane Vandenhout. The Lady Cardinals got a couple of wins tonight. We already told you about the JV game, the varsity. Cardinals came away 46-28. Nice victory for the Lady Cards.
And one last WTVB scoreboard check. So we take a look at the MSU-Indiana college basketball game. The Spartans are starting to put the clamps down on the Hoosiers. 2:30 left. Michigan State leading Indiana 62-55. If we hurry, we might just catch the tail end of it on
another radio station.
Or online.
Sounds good.
But before we do that, let's talk about the next matchup for the Coldwater boys and girls basketball teams up at Kalamazoo Loy Norix on Friday night. We talked a little bit about it yesterday for the Coldwater girls, the return trip up to Kalamazoo to avenge a loss in the early part of the season, a one-point loss, 49-48. But as you told me after that game, the next game afterwards, Loy Norix star player Aviance Alexander went out with a season-ending ACL injury.
Yes, Alexander, an All-State candidate, really. I mean, she was an excellent, excellent player, and she will not be in the lineup tomorrow night. Probably, I think, if either this week or last week, had the surgery done, and she's going to be out for about 6 months.
Meanwhile, it's the first trip up to take on the Knights for the Cardinals this season. The return trip happens on the last week of the regular season. And a quick look in the Smack East boys basketball standings heading into tonight's games. The Knights are 2-3 in the East and 4-5 overall.
Well, you know what you're going to get when you go up there and play. You're going to get a fast basketball game, and they're going to be up and down. They're going to be in your face. They're going to press you all night long. The Cardinals, and they need to get out of this little offensive funk, and we know they can play great defense. It's just the offensive funk. We got to get a couple of rolls and get a little confidence, and we'll be fine. But these are good young men. They'll keep working hard, and hopefully we can get a little break here or there. And sometimes that's what you need. You just need one to fall here or there, and hopefully that'll work out for us on Friday night against the Loy Norix Knights.
Girls game tips off at 5:45. The boys at about 7:15. Our on-air time here on AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB and online at WTVBAM.com. We'll be at 5:30 on Friday. You and I, Mike, side for both games.
Yep. Sounds good, Sean.
That's the story from here at Coldwater High School. For Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio and for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals. They fall to the Tecumseh Indians, who pick up their first win of their season. Final score 47-32 until Friday night from Kalamazoo. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Keeley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.